My name is Theodore Berry. I live at 59 Crescent Street, Boston, Maine.
Pick the mic up, please. Thank you.
The potential issue that I'd like to raise is one of a civil trespass by motor vehicles. Title 17. Basically, if a hotel guest parks in a residential neighborhood driveway, that's a civil trespass, up to a $100 fine. Now, I don't know if the planning board could sort of be held accountable when it comes to issues such as that. I think that under the Fourth Amendment, residents have the right to free the residential neighborhood of Pleasant Street, and they park in front of someone else's car, and they're not able to move their car. Would that constitute a clearly established?
I don't think that's a suggestion here at all. That's not part of the plan. It's parked on somebody's driveway, so I think that's kind of off the topic.
You don't think that's an issue that the resident should be aware of?
Parking in front of their driveway?
Yes.
I don't think that's a big issue.
It is illegal.
Well, maybe it is. I'm just suggesting that it's not part of the plan that we talked about here. That people, that guests park in front of people's driveways. I think that's kind of.
Well, we also thank you for bringing it to our attention, too. It's good information for us to know. Thank you very much for doing that for us.
Are you concerned with that issue?
Not really. Honestly, I mean, I'm concerned about access. That's for sure. You know, the impact from too many cars out in front of the hotel. Absolutely. But your topic, no, I'm not. Parking cars in my residential driveway. But thank you.
It's also information that the architect and the applicant can obviously.
What I'd like the people of Rockland to do is that between the hours of 4 and 6, they should all record their driveways and see whether or not cars actually park or block their vehicles.
Sure, okay.
So they can properly authenticate the evidence.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
And ensure they have a proper chain of custody to ensure that people are held accountable.